The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey, 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 and welcome to episode 82 of How You At You. It's your girl Shanice from K-Pop Box.
And Shay from The K-Way, and on this podcast we love hanging out with you guys, talking through the hottest K-news, your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, and everything in between.
Yes, so if you want to join the conversation, make sure you hit us up on socials at How You At You. So let's sit back, relax, and let's get it started.
Yes, so our very first segment, per usual, is Hot Topics, where Shanice is going to give us a deep dive into some of the hottest K-topics and K-news that's come up over the past week or so. So Shanice, spill the tea.
G-IDLE has officially announced a list of dates and cities for their long-awaited first world tour, Just Me IDLE. So G-IDLE's tour starts in Seoul, followed by LA, San Francisco, Seattle, Dallas, Houston, Chicago, New York, Atlanta, Santiago, Chile, Mexico City, Mexico, Qatar, Indonesia, and the Philippines, Manila, Japan, Tokyo, Singapore, and other countries and regions are meant to be announced. The concert will take place from June to October. So maybe they may expand Asia and North America. We'll see. So keep your eye out for that.
Nice.
Moving on to more bullying allegations.
Oh.
Yes. So there's been school bullying accusations against Luciferium. You know that new group?
I know.
Say the name. What was it? Was it
Les Mis?
Not Les Mis. Okay, let's
call them I'm Fearless, because we need to rearrange.
How can I still not say this? Everyone's like, you had a week. Oh, no, I know. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Well, there's a member from her name is Kim Garam. There have been various online community posts claiming that she has been a school bully, with numerous items and photos showing alleged proof that the rookie idol was a school bully. While Source Music denied the allegations, and Garam also stated it is difficult to give any statements regarding the bullying controversy, this topic is still being discussed online. On the 15th of May, a netizen shared new evidence, in quotation marks, of Garam being a school bully. He shared a picture of the results of a document issued by the Autonomous Committee of Countermeasures Against School Violence, which states that Kim Garam from the first grade as a perpetrator along with another student's name. Another netizen left a comment confirming Garam was in her that Garam was in classroom number 3 when she graduated first grade of middle school, which is equivalent to 7th grade, which is year 8 over here.
Oh, I was about to say, if it was like our year 1, I was like, I wouldn't remember.
No, it's like 7th grade / year 8. So basically 13, 14 years old for anyone else that, around that age.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, they showed a picture of them on a school trip or whatever. So obviously still things are being looked into. This is not a good look.
Like, quick question, a bit of a hot take. What are your thoughts? Like, I don't want to sound bad, like we're not negating anyone's feelings. Like, something could have happened to you as a kid that's really scarred you to now, and you feel like now's your time to speak up about it. But what do you sort of think the limit is in terms of how young someone scandal could have happened at, and they should be penalized still, if that makes sense?
I feel like it's very hard to say. The only reason why I say this is because I think bullying is wrong regardless, but I feel like bullying over here and bullying over there, as in Korea,
yeah,
is extreme. Do you know what I mean? Like, when I think of bullying, I think of maybe, like, name-calling, but to a certain degree, like, that it may hurt the person at the time. And again, bullying is wrong regardless. Like, it doesn't matter how big or small it is, but it may hurt the person in the time, but that person, to say if I was bullying you, Shay, I may have apologized to you. I could have bullied you and somehow now we're friends. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it's regardless, it's wrong. But I feel like in Korea, they're throwing chairs and people are still like
K-drama bullies.
They're going through trauma to the point where they're 20 and they still have to go to therapy. And I feel like if there's a whole board of bullying or whatever, a whole committee, and it needs to be written down, I feel like it needs to be looked into. And I also think as well for companies as well, whether that's like K-pop or businesses or whatever, I feel like you actually need to do a background check on these people. I'm not saying that should stop this person from pursuing what they need to pursue, but then if there are any hiccups in the road, that's something that you can tackle there and then. So, for example, if, just say, you know, you're about to debut, Shay, and they found out, oh, you used to bully this girl called Stephanie, and just say it was really bad, but, you know, we've spoken to Stephanie, we tried to iron it out, or whatever case may be, the goal is. Because I never know what the goal is when these allegations come out. I don't know if it's just like a payback thing, or if it's just like
justice, or raise awareness.
Like, how can this person act so innocent when they did this to me? Like, I don't know, but like, I feel like then it's up to the company to then take that risk or not. And I also feel like, you know, with school bullying accusations, and especially with all of this coming out, I hope it shows to people that may be going through, who are in school, who think it's great to bully for whatever reason, that they can see that your actions have consequences.
Of course.
Like, you can't just be going around bullying people for whatever reason. It doesn't make any damn sense. So I feel like it's down to the companies to vet these people out. And as you, like, 13, 14, you're not a baby. Like, you're not a baby. Like, if it was like, it was in nursery or kindergarten and I was free and she stole my biscuit, you could be like, she was free, you know?
Yeah. It is like age specific, context specific, because someone turns around and was like, oh, Shanice called me a name in secondary school. Like, that's still mean, and that still could affect someone. Like, if it was something that related
depending on what the name is.
Exactly. Like, if it was a cultural thing, if it was something about their physical appearance or whatever, that could still be affecting them, and within reason. And like, you would apologize if a big and actually really disturbing thing has happened and it's just sort of swept under the rug. That doesn't sit as right with me. You said, they could background check these people, like, whilst they're trainees. They spend so much time in that process, so check, get them to sort anything out. You would tie up loose ends, like, it doesn't make sense.
I feel like even if, like, you know, if you go to a regular job, okay, you're not going to check for bullying, but usually you check references, like, do you know what I mean? So it's not really an alien process to... And especially from, was it last year when it was like, or was it early this year? I don't even know anymore. Like, the years were just like piling into
merging.
It was last year when it was like, this allegation, bullying. Like, especially from that time where it was like back to back of this idol. Oh no, this was a lie. This didn't happen. Da 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 da, blah, blah, blah. Like, you would think, okay, like, let me be cautious. I don't need this kind of scandal on my doorstep.
And it's also about being a good person. Like, I think giving these people the title of quote-unquote idol, like, not saying that they have to be perfect or not have any imperfections, but it's a case of like you're creating them to be this almost perfect character, and they're gonna need to set a decent example. So even if they have done something in the wrong in the past, it's gonna make me respect and relate to someone way more than saying I done this. It wasn't like the best of me. I'm really sorry. This is what I'm doing to work on it, and seeing that growth rather than like denying things or other things or longing things out. Yeah.
But yeah, I guess we still have to see how this unfolds. But let us know what you guys think as well about bullying accusations. Should this be brought up again? Should people be kicked out of groups? How would you guys go about it? But yeah, when I think of bullying in Korea Boy, I just think
intense.
But anyway, and last but not least, 6-member BX remains in the US due to COVID. So on the 11th of May, C9 Entertainment shared that 6's BX tested positive for COVID-19 after wrapping up the group's stateside tour in the US. Due to his positive diagnosis, BX will be staying back in the US in order to self-isolate, while the other members will go ahead and fly back to Korea without him. Bye. Sorry, I just thought that was funny. C9 Entertainment also shared that BX is asymptomatic, meaning he's not experiencing any symptoms, and will stay behind with one manager and one global business team employee. There's been a lot of get well soon, but a lot of people saying, you know, he could quarantine in my house. So to get well soon. But I thought it was funny. I don't know why I just had this picture of everyone just being like, bye. And he's just there by himself. Maybe I'm just mean. I'm sorry. But get well. At least he has no symptoms. So that's good, I guess. But yeah, that is Hot Topics. Hot topics. If there's any stories, questions, comments even, of any of the stories that we have mentioned today, make sure you hit us up on socials at Hallyu.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Achoo! Okay, moving on to our next segment called Say What? Where you send your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, stories, and more. You can send that all to kpopbox.co.uk/howyouatyou, or you can email us at howyout@gmail.com. So Shay, take it away.
Okay, so our very first unpopular opinion for today is, I really want GD to produce a track for BTS.
I can see that. I think they would love that. They would love that, because Big Bang was like a very big influence to BTS. Can you imagine like GD and Suga like co-producing the track?
That'd be good.
The fire! They should do it.
I don't know if this is like a possibility. You might be able to correct me, but technically, would we not necessarily know if an artist has produced a track for someone else? Because sometimes, don't they work under like different names and stuff?
They can. So yeah. it may have happened, but I feel like especially with the K-pop community, there's always someone that's like playing detective and will tell us.
Yeah, would have found it by now.
So I don't think it's happened, but I feel like it's very possible. I mean, it depends on. It might happen one day, maybe if Big Bang leave YG, I don't know, because it might be a conflict of interest. I don't know at the moment. I don't know how businesses work, but it'd be good to see. I think it'll sound good. Be interesting. And I would not know what route they'll go down, because
anything.
Both BTS and GD, they both have a variety of sounds that can be produced. So it could be rocky, could be poppy, could be hip hop. I don't know. So,
well, let us know what you would want it to sound like. I think that could be cool. So hopefully that happens at some point. And then our next unpopular opinion is, I personally don't think you're in a healthy relationship if you value an idol, in brackets, a person that literally doesn't know that you exist, more than you value your significant other.
I feel like you can't be in a healthy relationship. It's just that the other person that values the idol more is not valuing the relationship that they're in. I don't know if that makes any sense.
I guess I would agree with this. I don't think there's a healthy relationship with someone else that you don't know is your priority.
Yeah, it's a bit weird, I'm not gonna lie. That sounds like an illness.
Get help.
It does sound like an illness.
Yeah, I don't think that's healthy.
If anyone knows anyone like this, can you send it to us, or we want to read stories?
I've seen memes like this where it's like, oh, where you're with your boyfriend or whatever, but your favorite group is like on tour and like things like that. And I get it as a joke, but if that's serious, that's not good.
Yeah.
Get help. Thank you. And then our last unpopular opinion for today is, I would love to see foreigners in K-dramas with significant roles, but ones who can actually act.
Yeah, I was about to say, as long as they can act.
Yeah. We've seen some interesting stuff.
That's the thing, I don't know if they do it on purpose or if that's, I doubt that's the only pool of people that they have in terms of foreign actors.
I know.
It must be a conscious choice to make.
I know for a fact that there are like professionally trained foreign actors that go to Korea looking for opportunities. I don't know why they pick the random foreigner that just got off the plane that, I don't know. It has to be deliberate because...
But it has to be. It doesn't make any sense.
We're like, oh, I dropped my purse. Thank you. And even the foreigner speaks. I understand if you have to speak slower to, like, make it understandable for the domestic audience in Korea. But the foreigner, whose native language might be English, speaks English weird in the drama.
That's what I'm saying. It doesn't make any sense.
So, yeah.
It doesn't make any
sense. Sort that out. That's weird.
They don't even have to have significant roles. Like, foreigners don't need to conquer everything. The Korean people, them, have them, sure, yeah? But let's just work on getting... If the story needs a foreigner, if there's a foreigner actor in the show, whatever, just let them be good.
Yeah.
Let's start there. Let's start there before anything else. Let's just start there.
Yeah, and be careful what you wish for, because yes, lovely, significant role, whatnot, but you don't want to be used as a prop for the storyline, so that's also like not cool. Because what's come to mind now, I love them so much, this is no shade, love them, but in Itaewon Class, I feel like they tried to do so much in like the 10 minutes that they had, and it just...
I never watched that.
I think for the most part, like, I enjoyed the story. I would recommend it. But it just felt off at one point. Like, they were trying to be an ally to every single community.
Which, in
retrospect, is lovely. But, Don't do that. Yes. And then we also have a dilemma for today. So, Shanice, if you would like to read it for us.
Oh, damn, this is long. Okay. Hi, ladies. Hey. I love your show. I feel like it's truly underrated in my eyes. I agree.
Same.
That means, guys, you need to rate our show on Spotify, Apple, and share it with your friends. Sorry. I feel like it's truly underrated in my eyes. But let me now make this... I think it's been saying, let me make this short, but it says now let me make this long. Okay, let me make this short and give you my dilemma. Okay, I think my friend is delusional. You're already laughing. Now you're already laughing. Okay. I've been a K-pop fan for a number of years now, and it's been since lockdown version 2.0, since my friend, let's call her Aries, has been one. Okay.
Okay.
Nothing cray-cray or weird about that. On the surface, she seems like a, in quotation marks, normal fan. I think it's fair to say that she is probably... What? I don't even know how to word this.
She's probably more in the know than I am.
Okay, yes. She said. Sorry. She even goes to K-pop dance classes, engages on Twitter, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are nowhere near Korea, but a big K-pop company are auditioning peeps. She wants to go along. The thing is, she thinks she has a chance, but I don't think she does.
Oh.
Well, damn. It's not because she can't sing. She can, but she doesn't have a pop star voice. It's more suited for Broadway or West End performance. It's not that she can't dance, but she has literally just started going to classes, and as much as she can follow choreography, without sounding harsh, it's quite basic. Well, damn! Anyway, another factor is age. Last time I checked, she is 23 at the youngest. And as a woman, unfortunately, that is too old to debut. Imagine she is fast-tracked and only has to train under a year. Do you know any woman that has ever debuted over the age of 23? I want to express these things to her, but I honestly don't know how. And I don't want to sound like that hater friend either. I think she has talents, but it's not this, respectfully. How do I tell her this respectfully? Thanks again, Brenda. Well, damn, Brenda.
I love the honesty.
Okay, where do we start? Yeah, so, okay, so it's not like this her friend is talentless, because I thought that's where it was going, where she's like, I don't want my friend to embarrass herself. Well, she can sing and she can dance. Mm. To be honest, I don't see the harm in her going, and you just be there, like, if you feel like it's not going to happen. I don't see what benefit it is for you to tell this friend, like, you're not going to make it. There's no benefit for that. For me personally, from things, she can sing, she can dance anyway. Okay, in your mind, it may not be K-pop standard, but you're not a K-pop company. And maybe they might see something in her that you might not see. So I say, if you feel like it's going to be no, and, you know, it might be harsh or whatever, just be that friend that's there for her. Like, I don't really feel like there's a need for you to be like, girl, it's not going to happen for you. Me personally.
Like Shanice already shared, I don't think there's a need to, like, maybe bring her down. I'm trying to maybe fabricate from your perspective a little bit, like, is this someone, like, is she a bit too overconfident and you're trying to, like, protect her because you know that she's not going to get a great reaction out of it? Because I've also had friends that have, I wouldn't call them friends, like acquaintances that have had their dreams about becoming idols, and you just know that it's not their calling in life, to put it nicely. But I wouldn't tell them, like, oh, like, don't go audition, like, is their life at the end of the day. But I might say, like, oh, train for a bit more. Have you thought about this or thought about that? So I think if you're more worried about, like, protecting her, if she's, like, in her head, like, I'm going to get it, I'm amazing, but you're seeing that, like, she hasn't been dancing for that long and she could work on other styles of singing, maybe just encourage her to expand her horizons a bit. And then onto the age thing a little bit, I don't think 23 is too old to debut for a woman. I know, like, groups are debuting right out the womb now.
To be fair to Brenda, she's not wrong. Because Irene from Red Velvet, She debuted at, I think she was 24, and that was considered old.
Oh, really?
Yes, and if I remember correctly, if we're talking about, like, active K-pop groups,
mm-hmm.
technically, Jin is the oldest from BTS. Mm. So I get that, like, I get the age thing, like, I get it. And it's one thing that grinds my gears. And I always say, like, oh, I really want to make a video about this, or like something along these lines about why there aren't older idols. And I feel like that's why as well. I feel like that's why there's always like a wave of K-pop fans as well, because I feel like once you hit a certain age or whatever, it's just like, I can't relate to someone that's 17 or 15.
I've seen things about this as well, especially for female idols and groups. Like, a lot of people, I guess older, well, not even old. I don't like being called old, but yeah. For older fans, like, they find it quite frustrating when these new groups are coming out. They might be super talented. It isn't taking anything away from them in that sense. But you kind of feel weird about biasing them. You can't relate to them as much and to their fandom as a whole. And especially for female idols, I see more comments on it, but male idols as well. When you now have these like early teen, tween girls having to do sexy concepts, like, it just doesn't sit right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
You can kind of tell as well, like, with K-pop as well, it's like once you hit a certain age, it's like, all right, let's wrap it up. Mm. Like, I don't know if it's like because Korea is like a conservative country in a sense of, okay, when women hit a certain age, they need to be married, they need to have kids. And you can kind of tell that it's meant to be a fickle thing. That's why there's generations. Mm. Why do you think there's not generations of pop stars over here? It's like, because, you know, really, like, you know, okay, they might in certain record labels, there might be, okay, when Angelica, pop star, ages out, we're going to get rid of her because we're going to try and find the younger version of her, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But that necessarily doesn't need to be the end for Angelica, if that makes sense. Like, we have like longevity over here. Like, do you know what I mean? And I feel like that might slightly change, especially now you have, for example, you can even take GOT7, even though they're not old, but you could take GOT7, like, they were able to stick together, create their own company, and now they can come back on their own terms. Like, oh, their teaser pics, by the way. Zion, their titles are out and everything. Do you know what I mean? Like, they will have more control, and maybe we might see a change in a sense of older idols sticking around, and hopefully that may lead to, when we say older, they're not even old, bruv. But even if they're they really are, not. Even if a 45-year-old or 50-year-old wants to debut, like, come on, like, debut, like, if you can do what you need to do, then do it. Because at the end of the day, music is music, and I don't think just because, you know, you hit a certain age, you don't enjoy music anymore. You don't want to see someone that's your age or sing about things that you may be going through, or not even that, or just see someone perform. Like, even like if you talk about like BTS or whatever, all their fans are not teeny boppers. Like, their fandom is from the very old to the very young. So even from that alone should show you, it doesn't matter what age an idol or artist is, as long as someone can resonate with whatever you're singing about, they should be able to do what they need to do. But back to the dilemma, I think in the grand scheme of things, unfortunately, I do think 23 is old in K-pop land. It's not old, but yeah, because I think there was someone else that debuted quite late.
Like a recent girl group or older?
No, I think it was someone from a boy group. It'll come back to me. I can't remember.
I feel like boy groups have a little bit more leeway.
Do you think?
I would say so. Like, I feel like they do. I can't provide evidence on that right now. Come back to me next week. But in my head, I feel like they do. But yeah, I do get what you're seeing now. Because I'm even thinking for like new debuts or like debuts over the last few years, like the oldest member at a stretch is debuting at like 21 at a stretch.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what? I think as a friend, if you're truly doing this from a place of just caring and wanting to like be realistic with your friend, maybe talk to her about some of these things in like a kind way. Tell her like, oh, like with typically with companies. And it once again, it depends the route that she's going down, because there are like these unique new gen companies that are looking for something different. We don't know where she's auditioning for, but you can just say like, from what you know in this world, her age could be a factor, her like style, maybe encourage her to practice other styles, or maybe just be a friend and support as much as you can. Like, you're not responsible for her whole life.
I feel like what Shay said, like, even if you just have like a general conversation, like, so like, what songs are you doing, or like, you could give feedback that way, like, oh, maybe you should try this, or maybe you should try that, or whatever. And, you know, depending on what company, well, she said if it's a big company, well, then again, we don't know if it's like a new age company, as you said, but if it's like the typical SM, JYPs, whatever, you know, you can then be like, oh, like, even Google, like, oh, do you know, like, the oldest person they've ever debuted was only 20. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, it could be just like a conversation kind of thing. Yeah. Like, it doesn't even, I don't think you need to go up to this person and just be like, yeah, well, you just started dancing, so I don't think that's great. And yeah, you have a voice, but maybe you should like theater shows, whatever, like, because I don't want to hear that.
Even on that point, I wouldn't even take that as a shutdown. If you, like, no feedback is bad feedback, as long as you have, like, a positive alternative for the person. So if you're saying to your friend that, oh, like, you have more of a Broadway-type voice, there is a Korean Broadway scene, so maybe you could encourage her to, like, look more into that direction. So as long as, like, you're not just poking all these holes at her and, like, not giving her a plaster. So like, just
I guess, and it and also it depends on what kind of person she is as well.
Yes,
because sometimes when your heart is set on something, you don't want to hear all of that. Like, for example, I don't know, if I really want to do acting, right, but I'm also good with kids, and someone's like, oh, you should be a drum teacher. No, I don't know.
Yeah,
I
no that, do, yeah, I don't want that's to different.
Do that, like, even though like there's something wrong with being a drama teacher, like, it's still good. But if your heart is set on something else, you don't really, no matter how pretty you package it, you don't want to hear it.
Yeah. I say just let your friend do what she's doing. We know that the idol trainee system and even like audition system is not the hardest, so whatever feedback she's like, it's not the nicest, I mean, so whatever feedback she needs, like, she'll get eventually. But I think just as a friend, be as supportive as you can. But I'm kind of really sympathizing with Brenda here, because sometimes there are like those Delulu friends that they're like, yes, and like, I'm going to be an idol, and I already dance like this person, and I think I sound like this person. And they really don't, but just smile and nod.
Yeah, but sometimes it's just, I agree with you, Shay, but sometimes as a friend, it's not, sometimes you have to just let people go through life.
Exactly, just smile and nod.
So as long as you're there when they fall, that's all you can do. What you could do is have a nice conversation about it. You know, you can slightly say things here and there. They don't catch the hint. Then you just have to let them go and discover the world. And as long as you're there to comfort them, not lie, but at the end of the day, it's not even a person's bad at these things. It just seems like whatever the K-pop standard is, maybe it's not there, but...
Just so don't embarrass me. That's my main thing. Like, don't post a bad dance video on TikTok, I will support you. I'm a very supportive friend, I like to think. But if you're like, this is, because some auditions are like online, so you submit your video maybe on TikTok or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyhow you tag me, I'm going to block you. But yes, no, thanks for sharing that, Brenda. We hope this helped. If you want to give us any updates down the line or any follow-ups, just feel free to resubmit. But we hope that everything goes well with you and your friend. And then just before we go on to On The Radar, we actually have a request for today. So someone sent us this TikTok, and they wanted us to react to some of the strangest reasons why idols have joined companies.
I can think of some right now.
Yeah, I like it. Me too.
There was one. I don't know if it's there. I just want to see one that popped into my mind. Who is it that debuted somewhere because they bribed them with ice cream?
Oh, that sounds like an SM thing.
I know Kai auditioned because his dad bet him to or something like that. It was a bet. These are the ones
that ice cream sounds.
I remember, was it Rujin from ITZY?
Yeah, that's actually the first one. Yep,
she auditioned for JYP because she kind of liked the girl that spoke to her or something like that. That was scouting.
Yep. And then okay, so the next one that we have here. So Rujin was the first one. She thought the girl that gave her the company's number and card was hot, so she auditioned. and these are all alleged, okay? This is TikTok information. Don't sue us if it's wrong. Next, we have Lucas. He joined SM because he wanted to skip school vibes.
I've heard that one.
That would be me. Apparently, Taeyong joined SM because they gave him bread. I don't know what that.
That means. Was the one. That was the one about the bread. Yes.
What that means? But okay. Next, apparently, Hee-sung joined Big Hit because he liked the logo and the intro to the Big Hit songs.
And now they've changed it. LOL.
Next, we have Sehun. He joined SM because the agents kept chasing him for 30 minutes. I remember this. Oh, because he was like Stranger Danger, but they kept following him. But it all worked out in his favor. And then one of the most iconic ones, in my opinion, is Taeyong. He joined Big Hit by accident because he accompanied his friend at the Friends audition. Yes. So... I hope that friend's okay.
I wonder if it's like he's just shaking his fist every time he sees him on TV. Like, oh, that should have been me.
I would be so triggered. Imagine like he lives in Korea. Every time you're outside, you just see
BTS everywhere.
Yeah. What would be your super random, like what would be the lowest low for why you would join a company? Like just super random.
Well, it wouldn't be for bread. Maybe if I was bored, like I was waiting for something else and I had time to kill and I was like, okay, I'm here in it at this audition. If they gave me a gift card to a store, I don't know. That's the only thing I can think of right now. What about you?
See, I'm not easily sold, but I also am amused by very, very simple things. I don't know.
Do you know what I can see?
Go on.
For you, what I see happening for you, right, is you just was exploring the building because you're like nosy. And then they thought, oh, you're here for an audition. But now you're too scared to speak up that, no, you're not here. You're for audition. You're just here to be nosy. But you
That's
just
on social anxiety.
You just go through the audition because you're too embarrassed to say that you're snooping around.
That is very me. I would be too scared to leave. Oh my gosh. And I would be that one idol that the fandom's always like, the company's treating her bad. Like, look, on this Mnet stage, she was limping. I'm just very disabled. I'm sorry. That's just me. That's not on the company, but... Yeah. Those are some very random reasons for why these idols joined companies and why we would join companies. So, yay.
Well, let us know why you would join a company. Like, yes. A random situation. That'd be funny to read.
I've seen, there's also been like TikToks I've been seeing. Some were sent to me where it would be like, would you rather be a makeup artist for like your favorite idol, but hardly ever get to speak to them, or get like an hour VIP backstage session with them at a concert?
Be their makeup artist, hell? You get the tea.
Who leaked this dating scandal to Dispatch? You know what?
Me, bitch, because I've got rent to pay. No, I wouldn't leak so anything, dumb. But I will definitely be in my group chats. Be like, oh my gosh, so and so looked at so and so like this the other day. I think Inky guy with sandwiches.
Like, oh my god. Oh no, I think. Oh, it's actually quite difficult for me because I'm not. For anyone that knows me. Or that's met me, I'm not the most socially of the butterflies, so
that's
I might
why you should be
really
the makeup artist,
but I also don't like to touching to people, so it's quite difficult for me. And anyhow, I don't match their foundation to their neck, and everyone comes for my throat at the award show.
When they say that, they're assuming you're good at your craft, otherwise you wouldn't be doing makeup for an idol, would you?
Fair enough.
You're thinking about this realistically. Like, that's gonna happen.
See, I'm already stressed. Oh my god. Okay, well, that's the end of that. If you want to send us any other unpopular opinions, dilemmas, requests, or questions, you can submit them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/HallyuAtYou, or you can send them to us on socials. And now it's time for On the Radar, which is where me and Shanice will let you know if there's been anything that we've been watching, listening to, or anything we want to put you guys onto. So Shanice, what's on your radar?
Okay, I have a few things on my radar. First, I want to talk about ATEEZ. So ATEEZ just had their concert, like, recently-ish.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to say, Leah, like, I know it's, like, COVID times or whatever. So I don't know if you've seen videos. I don't know if it was initially meant to be, like, a high touch, but now it wasn't. Basically, they had ATEEZ like just sitting down, and then there was like a big plastic sheet.
Oh, you just walk, yeah.
And then like fans will walk past and wave at them. I'm sorry, I'm not paying for that. Like, I can wave at you when you're on stage. Like, I get it. Like, don't get me wrong. I understand it's like for health and safety or whatever, but like, absolutely not. No. Like, I can't, I'm not even like sitting down talking to you like from behind the screen. Like,
and it wasn't like a slow walk. It was a fast walk.
Yeah. But I even think, like, even before that, I feel like that's how the high touches were as well. Like, I don't agree with paying for high fives either, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because, I can't remember who it was. Someone was talking, I think it might have been Shari. Sorry if it wasn't you, Shari. But I think she went to see GOT7 or Monster X or both. And she got like the high touch package, and she was like, yeah, they rush you through. It's like, bam, 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 bam. Okay.
Mm.
Like, you don't really have that much time. And it's just like, no, absolutely not.
Yeah. And that's not cheap.
Yeah. It's not cheap at all. And I also wanted to say as well, fans have been loving the fact that ATEEZ had pulled their company KQ out of $4 million debt.
Yes, I saw that.
Last year. So, get it, ATEEZ. I'm not surprised. Very talented group. Also, on my radar, it seems like there's a party at the Hype building, because TXT has everyone and their mum over there posting TikToks promoting their new song, Good Boy Gone Bad. My favourite has to be the Ewing sister, siblings joining Kai.
That was iconic.
Super cute. So yeah, that was what was on my radar.
Nice. What is on my radar? I started watching, I think it's called Woody the Virgin, which is like the K-drama Virgin.
Where are you watching
version.
That?
Where am I watching it? I will send you the links. Because, like, where did I watch it? It was on my TV somehow. We'll leave the info, but it's been really good so far because I was kind of worried about how it was going to translate into a K-drama, but I'm amused. There's only 2 episodes out at the moment. I think by the time this EP's out, there might be another one out, but that's been good so far. I started watching Crystal's drama, but I'm only like partway through episode 1.
Okay. But
it seems good as well. And Taeyong has his own TikTok.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, he just randomly came up on my For You page, and I love the comments. I was like, yeah, we love supporting a small creator.
Like, you should become an idol. That is one thing about K-pop stans. Like, they're a different breed. Yeah.
That was so funny. Yeah, because I think I saw a clip from that. What was it called? What, the Jane the Virgin?
It's like Woody the Virgin.
Woody the Virgin. Like, I saw a clip. I think this was a clip of when she finds out she's pregnant. And she's like, what?
Yeah, no, it was really funny when she... not going to be a spoiler. You already saw the clip. But obviously the whole premise of Jane the Virgin and this drama is that the girl's celibate, basically.
Yeah.
So they will look at each other like, she's not pregnant, like, she can't be pregnant. Yeah, it's a funny situation. I think it happened the same way it happened in Jane the Virgin.
That's how it happened.
So her mum's there, her current boyfriend is there, and then her baby daddy that she doesn't know is her baby daddy is also there. And he's just like, can I go home? Because this isn't my business, because he doesn't know her. Yeah, it seems good so far, so.
But yeah, guys, that's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening to How You At You.
Yes, and remember that you can submit any of your unpopular opinions, dilemmas, or requests to our socials, or you can leave them anonymously on Shanice's website, which is kpopbox.co.uk/hallyouatyou.
Yes. I've been Shanice from Kpop Box. You can holla at me at kpopbox_ on most things, or kpopbox1 for YouTube. I know I haven't uploaded in a while. I'm sorry.
And I've been Shay from The K-Way. You can follow me at The K-Way everywhere, most places, some places. I should be there. Yes.
Yay. And until next time, we will
holla at you. Bye.
Bye.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.